I'm visiting with Dr. Eric Moore, and we're here at this Farm Broadcaster Convention. Eric, Merck Animal Health has, I think, some timely information for cattle producers out there, dairy producers, and that's talking about BRD. Let's start there with what is BRD, first of all.
Well, you know, BRD is bovine respiratory disease, and that's one thing that has plagued the industry since its beginning, and it will always be there. It's one of the most costly conditions we have within our industry. So BRD is a multifactorial, and by that means it has multiple causes, and it's usually associated with weaning or stress or moving the animals. We'll see it associated with some common respiratory viruses or actually including some bacteria also.
So what should these farmers be looking for with their animals?
Well, as you and I both know, cattle are animals of prey. They like to hide their clinical signs so they can keep from getting eaten. That's how they grew up in the wild. And they've carried that over into their natural breeds we have today. So when we're looking at clinical signs, when they do show up, we'll see runny eyes, nasal discharge, a dropped head, droopy ears, slab sided. They'll be running a temperature, running a fever. And the big one is not eating. So when they're sick, they don't eat. And that's what we need them to do to perform and produce for us. So you'll see those signs all wrapped into one. And the key thing is when you see those signs, we really need to get on top of things.
What are some of the things that might make this a bigger problem, I guess? Is that something we're kind of forecasting?
Well, we've actually seen it already. In a lot of places where we usually have your typical breaks of respiratory disease in October, November, we've seen an increased incidence of that disease in August and September. And it goes back to a long-reaching effect that the drought has had. The drought has really hit us hard across the United States, and with that nutritional stress we put on those animals have a long-term effect. And case in point, a lot of places were in at least the second year of a drought. And so last year when we had those calves come off those cows, and knowing that respiratory disease is a disease of weaning calves, and we see it all, mainly in that class of cattle, those calves were just nutritionally stressed while they're on grass that year. This year those calves were conceived last year, been stressed as a fetus, and also stressed in that first mother's milk. We get that colostrum and try and get into them that gives that protection. It may not be the quality we've seen in the past, plus the increased heat and dust. All those tie back into causing an increased incident of respiratory disease over previous years.
So as we go into this winter, what are some of the things that these producers should be doing?
Well, we really have to prep that calf like we prep our kids. You know, we give our kids 12 shots or whatever the number is prior to kindergarten so their immune system's ready when they get there so they don't get sick. And we need to prep the immune system for our cattle, too. And that usually involves a vaccination prior to the time of stress. If you or I, Chuck, vaccinate, get a flu vaccine after we get the flu, we're defeating the purpose. So really need to get that protection to prime that immune system beforehand. The other thing we can do in calves, especially when we commingle mixed groups of calves, bring them together, is that we can apply a long-acting antimicrobial to kind of reduce our pathogen load and give them that little coverage over that time frame, especially in times of stress and heat, whether it be environmental and nutritional. We can give them that long-acting antibiotic to kind of cover us there. And then one last thing we want to do is make sure we handle their nutritional challenge. That nutritional challenge includes parasitism. So deworming those calves, those parasites in the gut actually rechannel that immune response so we don't respond as well to those vaccines. So we really need to control parasitism, make sure we cover the nutritional challenges we have in this high input market, low cattle numbers, all those add up to we need to look at all these processes as an investment rather than a cost because they'll pay dividends in the end.
So you mentioned vaccines, then. What does Merck offer that is ideally suited for helping take care of this issue?
Well, great. That's a great question. And now that we're Merck Animal Health, we're blessed with having a complete portfolio now. So we can bring all the any solution a producer needs, we can hopefully take care of that and be a partner in their success. So with that, one of our main vaccines we have for respiratory disease is our Vista line of vaccines. And it's a five-way modified live viral vaccines will helps reduce, prep the immune system so it does those viruses can't take a hold. With that, we have in combination with a avirulent live Pastoral and Multocida Mannheim hemolytica, two of those bugs that cause the bacterial portion of
risk. I'm not even going to try to say that, by the way.
Yeah, the Mannheim hemolytica takes a little practice. You just got to kind of go with it. But those are the two of the bugs that cause the respiratory, that cause the bacterial side of that. So we cover virus and bacteria in there. So those are ones. We have our nasal gen, our intranasal vaccine is another one that give you that immediate protection. So getting with your local veterinarian, getting the program that best fits your operation with our vaccines is absolutely critical. And we consider vaccines actually a part of biosecurity. Just as important as quarantine on arrival and just as important as testing for those diseases.
I think this gives us a lot of information for producers to think about as we're going into the winter season. So I want to thank you, Dr. Eric Moore. We're visiting here with Merck Animal Health at this Farm Broadcasting Convention. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.